USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. Coast Guard is urgently searching for a missing submarine involved in Titanic exploration. Rear Admiral John Mauger said that the Coast Guard is employing air and water search resources in an area approximately 900 miles east of Cape Cod.
We're working very closely at this point to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do to locate the submersible and rescue those on board.
The sub is equipped with a 96-hour oxygen supply for its passengers. Severe weather is affecting the southeast as millions of Americans are under warnings from the National Weather Service. Excessive heat warnings and advisories span from Texas to Louisiana. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms will continue tonight. The Biden administration is allocating $600 million to aid coastal communities in combating climate change. President Biden announced the investment during a visit to a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California.
We're investing in the people and places that have been hit the hardest, but who are also on the front lines of leading us forward.
The funding comes from Biden's climate and infrastructure bills, and it aims to address challenges posed by rising sea levels, storm surge, and tidal hurricanes. Former President Trump said that the National Archives only needed to ask one straightforward question to retrieve classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him and mentioned that the boxes of documents were mixed with his personal belongings.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. In a CNBC survey, approximately 75% of black executives reported witnessing positive improvements in the recruitment, retention, and advancement of black employees since 2020. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Michelle Obama wants you to register to vote in honor of Juneteenth today. The former First Lady said in a tweet that there's no more meaningful way to mark the day celebrating freedom. Former President Obama also marked the holiday that celebrates enslaved people being freed in Galveston, Texas in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Is a new treatment for addiction already on drugstore shelves?
Neuroscientists say the active ingredient in the type 2 diabetes drug Ozempic, which is already being used for weight loss, might help curb addictive behavior. Ozempic reduces appetite and regulates glucose levels, but some animal studies show it can also reduce the brain's response to dopamine, which can lead to less addiction. Still to come, trying to confirm that finding with studies involving humans. I'm Richard Johnson.
A new poll indicates that parents should pay greater attention to their children's stomach pain. The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital reveals that parents often neglect to consult a doctor when their child experiences frequent stomach complaints. Pediatricians stress that stomach pain could be a manifestation of significant emotional health issues, emphasizing the importance of creating a supportive environment for children. A Spotify executive called Prince Harry and Meghan Markle grifters following the conclusion of their podcast collaboration. Bill Simmons expressed his frustration over the couple's podcast, Archwell Audio, ending as they had previously promised to produce more series. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.